Money Radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
We're like the only thing live on the radio. We're just lonely talk show hosts hanging out, waiting to talk with you about money. Hi there. Welcome to Surreality. Surreality. Really, it is. It's surreality right now. I live in Florida. It's surreal. Think about it. I live in Central Florida. Every year, we average 72 million guests. They are not here.
You got a big place.
Yeah. Oh, and they all stay here. Now that they're not here, it's quiet. I go out on the main road, which is like, you know, the one that runs past Disney World. It's like five lanes, and there's like a car.
And another car.
Well, you got to wait.
Yeah.
And it's usually, it's just insane. It's surreal. I can't wait for it to end, but I want it to end safely. I don't need a tattoo. You're not going to say anything, are you?
I am not going to touch that one at all, period.
Okay, you know, I can go along with a lot of things, but how many people desperately need a tattoo? Your fingernails, toenails, yeah, they look nasty. Your hair needs cutting. But you don't need a tattoo today, do you?
No.
No. Okay, thank you for being logical for a minute, Mr. I don't want to speak politically. It's not even politics. It's just common sense. Hello again. Welcome to Talking Real Money. I'm Don. That's Tom. We're sorry all this is happening to you. We truly are. We're trying, all of us, to make the best of it, trying to come up with ways to make it, it's a nice play on words, make these bare moments more bearable.
And we're actually going to be doing a class with that title coming up in like 10 days, pretty soon, right?
What a simple setup I gave you.
It was really easy. Slam dunk that one. I won't be on The Last Dance, that's for sure.
You did an excellent job. I was really proud of you.
Thank you. That's Cinco de Mayo with the Three Amigos, and we'll be helping you there dealing with the big bad bear.
Did you hear the ad? I did not hear the ad yet. I got a mariachi band.
Well, they're looking for work like everybody else. Why not?
I thought we could put a nice mariachi behind the spot.
I hope you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. I hired a bear. I hired a real bear.
They're looking for work, too.
Right. So I got a real bear doing the roar. He's really good, too. It's so convincing. You'd think he was actually angry. He's like, it was great. So don't miss the spot. It's coming up.
So that's May 5th.
This is like the Super Bowl. It's worth waiting through the boredom.
Oh, it's one of those deals where the commercials are better than the actual programming.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, okay. Anyway, give us a call during the show to keep us from being bored and to let us answer your questions at 855-935-TALK. That's 855-935-8255. It's free. It's easy. It's available. It's wide-ranging. It's life. It's important.
We've helped a lot of people, and you know, one of the things that people are looking for right now is some guidance. If you're one of the, 26 million Americans that have filed for unemployment in the last 5 weeks?
It's unbelievable.
It's a ridiculous number.
It's unbelievable.
Truly. Truly. I mean, I don't know what the percentage of unemployment is going to be at the end of all this, but...
Well, I ran some rough numbers, and I come up with about 16 to 17% of the working age population in America, or the working population.
That's a staggering number. So a lot of you have asked us sort of, okay, lost my job, now what? Right? What do I do financially? Because it's very difficult times. I did talk to somebody yesterday who had recently gotten their money from the federal government. They were married and they had one child, so they got that money.
So they got 20...
Is it 1,200?
1,200 and then plus five, so 2,900 bucks.
Yeah, I mean, that adds up, right? So that's one. But I mean,
not
so the
in
question.
Seattle,
is,
it doesn't.
Yeah, well, it's good for, you know, a weekend here. And turning the third bay of your garage into oil storage, that probably won't work either.
It's just tough getting it there.
Well, I'm going to try it when I go home today. Say, I'm going to clean all this out because we're going to store oil here at $9 a month per what? Anyway, it's not going to work. You're right. What do you do?
I mean, and all those 1 gallon cans, it's a lot of oil.
It's a lot of work. But let's talk about a few things that frankly are more practical. One of them is something we touched on recently, and you've touched on in your classes too, Don, which is the spending part. Here's the way I see the spending part of our lives. It becomes a little like the hoarding part of our. If you go around your house and you look and look in every room and blah, blah, how long has that been sitting there?
Yeah.
Oh, like five years without use.
Mm-hmm.
And spending has.
I could just look at my studio here and find lots of those.
Yeah. So spending, I mean, we have a way of adding, you know, oh, I had to have Hulu. Oh, I had to have Apple Plus. Oh, I had to have Disney Plus. All these things. It's like, nah. So, and I think I mentioned before, I looked at my phone, I looked at my cable, I looked at my homeowner's insurance, and I reduced the cost of each one of them. So there's one place. When we come back, we'll talk about a few other things you should really think about if you've become recently unemployed. And we feel for you, really do.
We do. And that's the theme of today's show. We'll have little bits of information throughout the show. But, of course, you come first. Give us a call at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. It's very free and very easy, and we do truly want to help you.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hi, Don here. Technology's allowed me to work remotely for the past decade. Heck, I even do this show from Florida. So at Vestory, we recognize the power of technology to provide information and guidance when you need it from anywhere, even from our advisors' homes to yours. When the markets seem to be rising, actually have risen, investing feels easy. It's times like these that separate the real investor from the players, and most advisors, well, they're players. At Vestory, we build portfolios for markets just like these and provide the ongoing counseling needed to remain disciplined through worrying times based on decades of scientific research, not seat-of-the-pants hunches or guesses. So if you're worried about your portfolio's future, you need a 100% fiduciary advisor like us to guide you through the troubled markets based on your needs, situation, and personality. Go ahead and set up your appointment with a Vestory advisor right now. Call 800-386-3004 or visit Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Really darned important stuff we talk about here. And we're live. We're actually here. We're rarely on tape.
I think no, we've never
been,
on tape.
We've been
never
on tape one time. One time.
Oh,
one time.
Really?
Retire meet. Retirement.
Wow, okay. All right.
Because we did new format corrected. Where we couldn't do the show live. That was the one and only time in how many years have we been on Como?
Well, and then you go back to sound investing, because I have a thing up on my wall that our former producer Eric Payne did, that we did 300 consecutive shows without ever duplicating. And that was like this show weekly.
How long have we been doing this? I forgot.
This on Como, I think, is it 5 or 6 years now?
That's a lot of shows.
And then a few years before that. Anyway, so long time.
Cool. All right. Well, welcome back to Talking Real Money. That's here live, and you can call us at 855-935-TALK. And just to prove that you can call us, we have Jim on the line. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Tom and Don. Hi, gentlemen. So I spoke with you a few months back, and I was we were talking about the Boeing VIP. And how you can break that down. And you said you had your website and you gave information of, you know, like how maybe you can make suggestions on how to do it. So I went there, and well, since then I've changed phones and I no longer have that information in front of me. Can you give that to me again, please?
Absolutely. This is an easy one.
Yeah. He can handle this one. Thank you for giving him an easy question, because he was worried it was going to get tough today.
Yeah, it's going to be a real a grinder. And we can safely say the website is not crashed.
No.
So it's very simple, too easy. 401-411-401-411.com. And then when you get to that page, there's a little part that says specific plans. You click on that, and that gives you this whole long list of all the companies' plans where we have looked at their asset out, the funds you could invest in, whether it be Boeing, whether it be Starbucks, whether it be PACCAR, whatever. I mean, there's some national companies there too. And then we break that down even further, Jim. What we do then is we show you a more conservative approach, a moderate approach, or an aggressive approach. Don's laughing at me.
He knows that already. What? He's been there before.
Oh, well, okay.
He just wanted the address.
The website. I'm going too
far. That's all he wanted.
That's a surprise.
I think you just over-explained.
Okay. All right. So 401-411. 401-411.
Does that answer your question?
Help,
I would imagine it totally does.
Yeah, Yes.
Yeah.
That does. And my other question, I have one more question to you. So how can I get in touch with you if I want to do a side setup on my own without
I suggest
with my own
you
money
go,
and not having to do anything with Boeing?
You go to Disney World, you wait for Don right outside the guest
no
players.
One's here. You'll be the I'll yeah, see you right there. You're the only guy.
He's the only guy walking in and out what of there you every do, day.
Let me answer this one.
Okay.
I'll give a more succinct answer.
I bet you will.
I will. You go to talkingrealmoney.com. Okay? You know that website, right? And there's a picture that says in where meet, or there's a little button that says meet. Just click that. Set up an appointment with an advisor. They're not going to try and sell you anything. They will.
I think you're providing way too much information here.
They're going to help you out. They're going to be nice. They're going to be lovely.
TOM@vestry.com. Send me a note.
Oh, or you could send Tom a note.
Let's make this simple for people. Why are you overthinking this, Tom?
You're right. I'm overthinking it. I should go away now.
Either way, Jim, we're glad to help you.
My ego's crushed.
Can you give me the second one?
Tom@vestory.com. Just send him an email.
Just send me a note. I'll make sure we help you however we can. TOM@vestory.com. Vestory.com.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Spam is coming.
You know, the Boeing VIP plan, I ran into somebody last week who took their entire Boeing VIP plan and moved it into the Stable Value Fund.
That's not a great idea.
No, they did. And, of course, they did it, you know, sometime in the middle of March after the market had gone down by
20%. Well, because the market's going down.
Just so everybody, the Stable Value Fund, you can't even really tell what it is.
It's a bunch of insurance contracts.
Well, it may be.
And some bonds, maybe.
Yeah, more bonds now because apparently the GICs have gone out because of what happened in 08. More and more people have said, I don't know if I just want to trust those insurance company contracts. But, okay, a couple of things on the Stable Value Fund. Number one, do not expect to even keep up with inflation when you're in the Stable Value Fund. It makes about 2% a year. Inflation long term, somewhere around 3%. So if you're saving for retirement, setting money aside for future use, you really kind of want to see it grow. Now, if you're getting ready to retire and you want to put it in something, I'm okay with that. But generally, that would be a final you can see from our asset allocation, it's not something we highlight. I'll put it that way, Don.
No, we don't. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. Jackie's up next. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Tom and Don. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to do it.
Really enjoy your station, by the way.
Thank you.
I have a question for you. Our financial advisor called and said, now's a good time. He calls it tax loss harvesting. And I know nothing about it. And I just want to value your guys' opinion. And I wanted to see what you felt about that.
Well, tax loss harvesting is the idea that in the future you will have gains, taxes to be paid on those gains, and today you have losses because, you know, stocks have gone down. So you're going to sell some of those, harvest the losses, hold them, and then in the future you can use those against gains.
Yeah, you can use them against any gains you've currently realized, which may be the case, and then you can use them against future gains, and you can also use $3,000 a year to offset $3,000 in ordinary income. But
it is a good thing to do right now.
It may be a very good thing to do, but I have a more of a curiosity, and I think it's an important curiosity. What is it you're selling that is at a loss? What kind of securities is he suggesting you sell at a loss right now? Because there's an important part
right
of the rule.
I don't know all the details yet because we haven't gotten into it. He said there's about $22,000 in our plan that we could use to harvest.
You just said plan. No. So this is a taxable account, I hope.
This is non-IRA or
this 401k. This is not an IRA or 401k, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Is it in mutual funds? I guess what I'm asking, is it mutual funds or is it stocks?
I would believe it's more mutual funds than our non-IRA one.
Great. Here's the thing to be very cautious of. I don't want you to try to time the market to get to take the tax loss and then sit on the sideline waiting for the right time to get in. What I always what we always suggest you do is you move the money into a similar mutual fund, but not identical. If it's identical, you invoke the wash sale rule and the loss is not allowable. But if you go into a similar fund, then you stay invested and you get to take the loss. It's the best of both worlds. And thank you so much for the call, Jackie. We appreciate it. 855-935-TALK is our number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you know what your investment risk tolerance is? Take our free no-obligation risk quiz at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And in traffic? Wait for it. Wait. There's a car. That's your traffic report.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing about traffic today, for those of you who think this is like a free license to go 100 miles an hour, stop it.
Oh, I got to tell you.
Passed by it. I'm like, really? Come on.
The interesting thing is in Florida, in Central Florida, the State Patrol is so busy with all the tourists and all the stuff that goes on and all the accidents. But I've noticed now every time I've been out on the interstate, there are speed traps everywhere.
Good.
Everywhere. They're pulling people over. It's awesome.
Good.
Anyway, give us a call, 855-935-TALK. We are here to help you deal with money better, make more of it, make more sense of it, not make it more complicated or convoluted. We don't have any tricks or gimmicks or magic formulas or wands we can wave over your money or squiggly lines we use. Just good old common sense and science. 855-935-TALK. Diane, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Diane.
Turn your radio down, Diane.
Please.
Yeah.
Diane.
Turn down the radio. She's clear across the room.
I heard an okay. Way over there.
I'll be right there.
It sounds like home. Yeah, I'll clean those dishes. Don't worry. Tomorrow.
You there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, no, I can't see from the car and I came inside.
All right.
Okay.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you. Speaking of welcome home, I've been invested with Vestry now for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm retired. And I don't need to draw any money out right now. So am I foolish to think that I should just ride this out?
You are not foolish to think that. That's sort of one of those questions. You got to make sure you answer it right. You know you are not foolish, or yes, you're smart to ride this out.
Okay.
Remember, the rules have changed a little bit this year, too. I don't know how old you are, but so don't
retired.
Don't take this personally, because generally, as you may know, at the end of last year, they made it that you don't have to start taking money out until age 72 and paying tax on it from your qualified money. But now, with the crisis, they've said you don't have to take anything out, period, this year and pay tax.
And if you are a Vestry client, I am confident that you have the right portfolio to ride through a market like this. I just, you have to, or we're going to fire an advisor.
We're going to do it today, too, darn it, because we're just in that
kind of
mood.
I can just
feel it. It's going to happen.
The advice.
You got to cut your losses, too, right?
The no, you don't cut your. This is not gambling. That's what will happen.
What? Firing your staff.
Oh, yeah. Well, that. Yeah. We could.
Well, yeah.
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 You know,
like
save us a little money.
I'm a firm believer in dollar cost averaging on the way up and on the way down. So, but right now, I don't really need. I took some money out of a growth. Annuity that I'm done with almost, so I'm sitting pretty nice, so I'm happy to just ride this out.
You're a wise woman.
Thanks
for the
working.
Call.
Yep, with us.
We take we take great pride in the work we do. Seriously, thank you so much. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. Bruce, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just want to know what you guys think about the robo-investing strategy.
You know what? We generally like the robo-investing strategy. We've talked about it many times. Don and I have each used Acorns. We highly recommend it for young people. There's others. Betterment, I think, is out there. I mean, number one, it takes no discipline to save. I absolutely love that. Number two, it takes no discipline under this approach to invest, right? The money goes in. What is going to be an interesting thing here, Bruce, because we've already seen it in the bigger picture, is how much money came out of robo investing operations because there's no support. I noticed, by the way, Acorns has been sending me a text or email every day to say, don't do anything, don't take the money out. You know, so we'll have to see. It'll be interesting when we look back at all this.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to watch what's happened over time because a lot of the robos are now raising their fees a little bit because they realize it's hard. Their model is not very profitable. But the problem I have with them, I love the concept, particularly for newer investors, but the same thing as Tom said, you don't get that real person bugging you to not do dumb things.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just about everything you need to know about money can be found at our website, talkingrealmoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
The only money talk show you will ever need is this one, this one you're listening to right now called Talking Real Money. You've been listening to it for ages, we hope. Or if you just started, we hope you'll be listening to us for ages. You're invited to call us about any topic that has anything to do with money at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. So call. Today, or in this hour, our topic is the incredible, I mean, the biggest number of unemployed Americans since, as a percentage, since the Great Depression. In terms of bodies, in terms of humans actually affected, it's a bigger number than during the Great Depression in terms of just people. But the percentage is very close. It's very bad. And what do you do to get through this? It's going to end one day, but while you're unemployed, if you don't have a pretty sizable emergency fund, and by the way, having an emergency fund, you've learned, is really important, isn't it? But if
you
don't, what do you do?
We talk about. Yeah, we talked about that a lot, and we mentioned a little earlier that the first thing I think anybody should look at is the spending. How do you reduce that? Look at all the bills you pay every month. Right. I mean, the regular, you know, all those things you just sort of take for granted, your phone, your cable, your insurance, all that stuff. I think that's there's never a bad idea to review that anyway. Number two, the other part of all of this, frankly, again, I think is overlooked, is if you owe people money, mortgages, HELOCs, credit cards, lines of credit, all that. This is a great time to call some of those people and say, hey, I'm in a spot of trouble here. I think there's already some forbearance, I believe, that's been offered.
On federally insured loans, okay. On federally backed loans, there must be forbearance offered. It has to be offered.
Which is just putting things off, but that's okay because jobs will come back.
Exactly.
But I think that's a very smart thing to do right away. Don't wait. Don't wait a day. Don't wait an hour. Call all those people and say, here's the spot I'm in. What can we do? I think that makes a ton of sense.
And you'll be surprised at how amenable insurance companies, utility companies, credit card companies, you'd be shocked at how many of them are really wanting to help. I got a note. I forgot to make the payment on the insurance for the Airstream. You know, it's just one of those bills that I kind of forget about.
You're like a multi, you know, resident. You got like residences all over the East Coast.
And I got a note from Progressive saying, we didn't see your payment, but don't worry about it. We're not going to cancel your insurance. We understand these are tough times. And I went, oh, I guess I better pay them. But it was a really nice note saying, no, don't worry. You're okay.
Yeah. And I wouldn't put it off and I wouldn't try to duck it.
No.
Be upfront with it. I mean, here's my situation. I owe you the money. I'm going to pay you the money, but I'm not going to pay you today. Okay. Then the other part is, because if you didn't have this emergency fund, you don't have anything to rely on, where should the money come from? And this is where it gets a little more difficult, because many people just say, well, I've saved this money for retirement, but I can get to it pretty easily. I want to go get that.
Mm-hmm. You're right. They think that's the easiest source, the IRA or the 401k.
Yep. Remembering that if you touch the money prior to 59 and a half, you're going to pay a penalty. Now, I think they waived the penalty.
They have waived the penalty, but you will still pay taxes.
Correct.
On the amount withdrawn, unless it's a Roth.
Well, unless you put it back within the next 3 years.
Yeah, that's right. They're giving you extension.
So you can take the money out if you have the discipline. This is where it gets tough. Take the money out. Take care of your expenses. I think you have to show them that you had an issue here too, right? I don't think you can just do it.
I don't know. That I don't know.
And then you got to put it back in 3 years. And you got to pay the tax, but they give you 3 years to pay the tax too. You don't have to pay it all in tax year 2020. But here's the other thing I think makes more sense, which I think may be getting more difficult, is getting the money out of your house. Many people are sort of house rich, cash poor, especially here in the Northwest where home prices have gone up.
Right.
So you could go get a HELOC, for example. You could refinance your home. I'm looking at because right now I'm looking at something in the twos. My goodness. I mean, this is a big savings in the long haul. So, but here's the problem. Of course, when all of this happened, the people loaning the money are now more nervous. So they're tightening the standards. They're making it harder to borrow. So you might be in a tougher spot there. But I think that's worth checking into. I would rather get the money out of that for reasons of taxation than take money out of my retirement savings.
Yeah, but they're going to ask about your employment when you fill out an application.
That's
going to make a lot of people hesitant to, a lot of lenders hesitant to do that, which is another thing entirely, by the way. Should you keep a lot of capital tied up in your house? Should you pay off a mortgage and be house rich and cash poor? That's something we want you to consider very carefully. We'll talk more about it. 855-935-TALK. That's our phone number. Give us a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hi, this is Don. Please listen carefully and respond honestly. Do you have an investment portfolio designed to weather market declines based on your personal volatility comfort zone? Odds are that you don't, because that's not how most financial advisors work. They make money by playing to your emotions. Sell that, buy this. At Vestry, our job is to know you, your needs, goals, and fears, and then help you build and manage your wealth in a way that allows you to sleep peacefully. Markets like these are why you need a 100% fiduciary advisor like Vestry. So before you do something you may regret, take a few minutes and talk to one of our Vestry advisors who are available by phone or video conference when you need them at 800-386-3004 or set up an appointment at Vestry.com. You have better things to do than worry about the market, so change the way you invest for your future for the better today at Vestry.com or call 800-386-3004. That's Vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
You have a standing or sitting invitation, whichever you may be doing at your home that you're probably locked into, to join us here on the show by calling 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. You can call us live on Saturdays because we're here between the hours of noon and 2 on the West Coast, 3 and 5. 3 to 5 on the East Coast, or you can call 24 hours a day, 855-935-8255. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about taking money out of your house. And that reminded me of something I read today in the Washington Post. Michelle Singletary is a columnist for the Washington Post. Michelle Singletary is a big advocate of paying down your mortgage because she feels like it's a safe way to make 3 or 4 or 5% on your money. But we disagree. We're trying to find a way to understand what she's going for, but there's a problem with houses. You see, it's not like paying down a credit card where you can use that in an emergency. You can immediately get at your credit line on your credit card, but you can't. As Tom just said, well, we're going to refinance your house, but what if you're in a financial situation where your credit is not high, good enough, or you don't have the income. What happens then?
Yeah, and she even quotes someone we know in the article saying, nah, that's not good financial sense because you can't get at the money. The growth rate, frankly, in real estate, and I know you're going to say in Seattle it's made a lot of money. Well, by the way, we'll see how it comes out of all this. But over the long haul, real estate, residential real estate's made a little more than inflation. Oh, I mean, 1-2%. It's
not
a
inflation,
lot more.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, and again, it's this lack of liquidity. So, I don't think it's great advice to do that. It turns out that that's more of an emotional decision, a good emotional decision, than a good financial decision. That's how I'd put it.
And that is a certainly a consideration, the emotional consideration. Does it make you feel better to have a house that's paid for? And I can totally understand that. But when it comes to times like these, when people have lost their jobs, people who never expected to lose their jobs.
Yeah. I mean, even recently, a couple months ago.
There's no way. There's no way anyone 2 months ago imagined 16% unemployment in the United States of America with the economy we had. There's no way. And now you have
that, it. I think that's one. And by the way, here's a couple other things to pay attention to during this crisis. Ads that have popped up again. I'm sure you've heard some of these, Don. Guess what the big advertisement on the radio is now? Two of them.
I should listen to the
business,
radio more.
Work from home business because easy to get
scams.
Rich. Number two. Come on, there's a certain metal that everybody thinks you got to own.
Gold.
Yeah. And, you know, come on, really? But so we'll go to work from home. I mean, the only work from home right now, I think you can guarantee the money, as I said at the top of the show, close off one of the bays in your garage and store oil.
No, you can pretty much be certain of getting a return on. There are a number of companies who are, in large part because of this virus, switching to at-home call centers. As a matter of fact,
that's true.
Years ago, the airlines were even getting big into this. Apple does it. Their employees work from home. I spoke to someone at T-Mobile. Their phone reps were working from home.
I'm not arguing about that. That's working from home. Right. I'm arguing against the people that tell you, if you invest in this business.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
And this is going to be easy to make a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a scam.
First of all, no business is easy to make a lot of money.
Remember the payphone ads on the radio? You remember those back when you ran the station? Yeah. Own your own payphone or jukeboxes or
all you do is
vending
go by and
machines.
The quarters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. No, that's silly. So don't do that. And then the other one.
Gold, huh?
Speaking of emotional, why would you run out and buy gold right now?
To protect. Oh, because gold maintains its value.
Yeah. And, well, it has sort of maintained. It's not done anything else other than that. And the gold that they're selling on the radio?
The markups are huge.
Oh,
the other thing. It's so interesting. I had a conversation with a socially distanced neighbor outside, and she said, oh, did you see gold? And I said, I don't watch gold. It means nothing. She goes, oh, I love gold. I said, why? Does it make money? She goes, it's made money for me. I said, no, it hasn't. It goes nowhere. It doesn't go up. It doesn't go down. It keeps up with inflation. She goes, well, that may be the case, but I trade it. I said, you gamble with it. She goes, and
you're moving in and out.
I've never lost.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah. No. So rather than have an argument with her, I just went inside.
That's not like you, but I guess
that's
okay.
Because, you know, here's the problem. We think we're smarter than we are.
No.
And so when we have success in trading something, in gambling, we forget all the times we lost and focus on that time when we won because it felt so good I won. There's no way, unless she is incredibly lucky, which is possible, that she always wins on every gold trade she ever makes.
Yeah, I mean, gold does have periods of time where it does make more than other investments, but over the long haul, it's sort of kept up with inflation.
I've actually looked at some numbers showing the purchasing power of gold going back to Rome, and what you can buy today is almost exactly the same as what you could buy then with an ounce of gold. So it's not made money. It's held its value.
And it turns out this is what there are reasons you hear all the ads now. They know that you are worried about stocks. They know you're worried about sort of your money in general. You want something that's going to feel safe. And this whole aspect of, well, now the government's printing more money. Trillion here, trillion there. And so inflation is going to take off. And you're going to want to have gold when inflation takes off.
It's interesting that I keep hearing that argument. And I look around and what do I see? I see deflation.
Right.
I don't see inflation. See, the problem with inflation, there's a currency inflation, and then there's a supply and demand inflation. Supply and demand inflation is far, far, far more powerful unless you are printing more money than the economy can possibly produce. And that supply-demand inflation's not there. We don't have the demand. We don't have enough demand for the – look at oil.
We're producing right now 100 million barrels a day, and we're using somewhere between 60 and 70 million.
And that number is going down.
Being facetious about the storing it in your garage, because it's kind of, as Don pointed out, kind of hard to get there. You know, so unless you live right on the Gulf or something. I don't think that's a good word for home business.
And I don't want to be alarmist, but I was reading that piece in the Wall Street Journal today about oil tankers and the fact that they're using tankers. They're using tankers to store oil at $4.50 per barrel per month.
It adds
Now you can see it doesn't take long for the oil, the storage, to become more expensive than the value of the oil. And I worry, I don't want to be alarmist, but I worry that we may see some less than reputable characters just dumping oil in the ocean to get rid of it so they don't even have to store it.
The tanker just may have an accident.
Yeah, just vanish and they can collect the insurance or something.
Yeah, well.
You know, people do stuff like that. You want to think people are honest, but they're really not always.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only.
Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times.
Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future.
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures.
Are we done now?